Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. We got a power broker on the phone line, Big Rob, man.
We got a heavy hitter on the phone line. Heavy hitter.
From the Twin Cities.
From the Twin Cities. I was just finna say that. From the Twin Cities.
Well, Tiffany Delaney's on the phone line from BlackByBlack.com. A very unique website. BlackByBlack.com.
He got a hangover tattoo, so, you know, we good.
Yeah.
We got a hangover.
How you doing today?
You gotta excuse him.
How you doing today?
I'm awesome. I am awesome. I tell people all the time, think of it like block by block, but it's black by black.
A Big Rob can't say it either. He can try it all he wants.
I can. You want me to say it?
Go ahead, Rob. Say it real quick.
Let me pull it up right
now. No,
quick.
No. I guess see? There you messed up already. So, blackbyblack.com. If you can say that, you already, that's half the battle.
That's half the battle.
So we kind of understand why you started this website. It's pretty kind of self-explanatory, but I'm going to let you go ahead and give us a reason why.
Well, with all of the things. So Minneapolis, St. Paul, we were shut down, of course, due to COVID. And the state had just reopened in phase one, May 18th. So businesses were just starting to reopen. Shortly behind that was the unfortunate incident with George Floyd. So after that, of course, the riots started, the looting started, and businesses were literally being destroyed after coming out of COVID and still in COVID, but, you know, starting to operate again. So, I'm a realtor, but I'm also a business development partner nationally. So I was getting tons of calls and tons of emails, you know, where people were telling me like my business was hit, you know, it's over. My dream is just literally went up in smoke. And it was the most gut-wrenching thing, you know, and so I started spiraling. I was literally on an emotional roller coaster, and I'm like, I have to find a way to help. I went out, I protest, I cleaned up, I donated, I did all of that. Then I was angry because, again, I'm getting these calls from all over the country. You know, people, businesses being destroyed. And I'm like, you know what? As black folks, we are going to have to learn how to maximize our presence on the internet. We have to learn how to do business virtually, and we have to take full advantage of what we're facing right now, right? And just move everything online. And I was like, that's it. You know, create a space for businesses to be able to operate online, very similar to Amazon, you know, that we're all familiar with, and we all purchase from. I'm a Prime member. But how many of us are actually selling and taking advantage of the opportunity that Amazon presents?
Right.
So it was my ambition to basically create a black Amazon.
All righty then. So what kind of products can we get at the website? What can we get?
You can get everything from electronics to hair care products to, we don't have any food or any perishables at this time, but, hair care products, clothing, just about anything. It's open to all vendors. So whatever, you know, the vendors are selling, unless they're on our prohibited list. But as long as
we know PA won't be on that site too often.
Yeah, I won't be on that.
As long as you're selling, you know, an item that's not prohibited, you can get just about anything that you need. And it's not like an inflated prices or anything like that. It's competitive pricing, fast shipping, you know, all of that.
So what is prohibited?
Firearms, obviously. We don't have the ability to do any type of background checks or anything like that. So
that's just something you said.
Lingerie is on there, PA.
Only one of us are on line that actually been to prison. So, you know, we're not offended by that. Only one of us been to prison. But go ahead, Ms. Delaney.
Of hazardous, you know, weapons of warfare, anything to create a bomb, you know, anything that we consider to be questionable, I will.
Well, are you there? Are you still there, Ms. Delaney?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I lost you for a second. So now, what has the response been to the website?
Oh my God. It has been overwhelmingly amazing. We have literally been on the news in New York, in newspapers throughout the country. It has been amazing. We've been really trying to get the vendors. That's the hard part. You know, everything comes with its obstacles, but we have vendors signing up and they're learning as they go. So it's a learning curve for all of us, but outside of the learning curve that we're working through together with how to do this online, some people get it and some people don't, you know, but we're here to teach them. This is how you do it and this is how you do it correctly. But the response has been overwhelming and absolutely amazing.
Wow. Wow. Now, are you originally from Minneapolis?
I am not. I actually am originally from Jennings, Missouri, which is the city that's right adjacent to Ferguson, Missouri.
Okay.
So I've been here since 1998, but I'm originally from Jennings. So this was all just a familiar space for me. And I was like, I can't go through this without, I'm a fixer. I'm one of those people that I try to fix everything. I couldn't go through this again without trying to find a solution. Wow. I can't fix the laws. I can't fix the police. I can't fix that. So it was like, what can you do?
Right.
And I'm like, this is what I can do. I can keep dollars flowing in the black economy and I can keep these businesses in business. And now you went from a local business to an international business because we had over 20,000 visitors last week to the website and wow. People were from all over the world, wow. Iraq, Kuwait, Bangladesh, UK, all over the world.
Wow. You bought that money. Miss Delaney bought that money, getting that bag. I'm feeling you on that.
Getting that bag. That's bread. Good.
So if I want to get some shoes, I can go to blackbyblack.com and get some shoes.
Well, that's a call out for a shoe vendor because at this present moment, we do have a shoe vendor. Now keep in mind, we are less than 1 week old.
Oh my God. You got 20,000 hits in 1 week?
Yes, we did. And we just launched on Blackout Tuesday. So on July 7th was our birthday. And so in less than a week, we've had over 20,000 hits and we're still boarding vendors. So people are still signing up. At this time, I don't think I have a shoe vendor, but I'm not quite sure because we have a lot of vendors that have not loaded their products yet.
Okay.
You know, it's, like I said, it's a learning curve, but we don't have shoes on there.
Impressive.
But it'll be on there tomorrow.
I see you guys have that forehead thermometer we've been looking for. They got beard oil PA, you know. I know you don't need none PA because you can't even grow a beard, but, you know, they have some for those of us who can't grow a beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Candles, all kinds of nice stuff. They got purses on here, PA, too, I'm looking at. You get some purses.
There you go. That sounds real good, Tiffany. That's amazing that you got this together. Who doing your marketing?
Right now, it has been me and my lovely publicist who has been doing an amazing job. And she's just basically getting the word out. We haven't really even went into a full phase of marketing yet. It's just about letting people know that we're here. And that's what we've been doing for like the last 2 weeks. And like I said, it drove 20,000 people to check out the site. Now we're getting into marketing. So yeah, we need a marketing plan.
Well, I'll tell you what, because the Big Rob is here, I can guarantee you, you're going to have 20,001 people.
Oh yeah. See, what you don't know, Tiffany, is I'm the sexiest man in Michigan. You know, I'm just the finest of the fine.
So he can get you one person come to the website from because of him.
So.
I've got some family in Michigan and I got some pretty hot men in my family. So I don't know. They right there in Saginaw.
Yeah.
You had to go
his
to Facebook
definition,
and see
his, me. His definition comes from Jackson Prison.
I'm a black guy, an Adonis.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's a mindset though, Ms. Delaney. It's a mindset because his definition comes from doing life in prison. He got out. He get out after 20 years. So, you know, but that's my brother. I love him. And everybody needs to hit the reset button and get a second chance. And he got a second
chance.
Right. Yeah. So he deserves a second chance. Look him up. Look at my.
But,
Look me up.
He's not a regular on the show. We just let him come on Monday. He's out on parole. He's out on Mondays. So we let him come, let him be on the show on Mondays and Tuesdays and stuff. So,
So how
are things up there in Minneapolis now? How's that chief doing? Is he the real deal? Is he faking the funk? And then y'all got this city commissioner, the transgender city commissioner. She pretty strong. Like, she don't hold him up.
I think everybody's doing, you know, the best that they could. You know, Terry Willis made it here yesterday, the one who walked from Huntsville, Alabama to Minneapolis.
Wow.
So that was amazing. There were so many people that showed up for that. They declared yesterday Terry Willis Day. So that was amazing. So it's, you know, I think everyone's doing the best they can. I personally think the most strategic move that they've done is appoint Attorney General Keith Ellison to the case, because I know Keith Ellison, and that man, he is all about what is right, doing the right thing. And when, if you ever want a lesson in Black history, he is the one. He can give you a whole lesson in Black history in 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a Detroit born and raised right there. That's Detroit for you. Thank you so much. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being available. I'm going to make sure I register. I got a product too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's not a joke, is it?
No, that's serious right there. I'm serious. Rob was about to say.
Girl, female underwear. So he's good.
That's awesome.
Well, and when you see, you can tell who got the breast, though. When you see the pictures online, you can see who got the breast. So we let that picture speak for themselves. Who's selling female underwear?
But we need authors too. You know, we want more books on there. You can put your music on there.
Rob got a record label. So there you go, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put the music on there. You can have a virtual product on there. I mean, there are so many things that you can do on Black by Black. You know, it's just a matter of when it comes and people say, hey, can I do this? Absolutely. You can do a live webinar on there.
Mm.
Wow. And sell your tickets to your event.
Wow. That's the idea. Well, sister, we're going to be keeping in contact with you. And on a serious note, great idea. And we need to get behind blackbyblack.com. Say it, Big Rob. Go ahead, Big Rob. Let us see it.
Here we go. Blackbyblack.com.
There you go. Let's say it slow.
There you go.
Take it real slow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you just keep on saying it till you get it. You know what I mean? And then it's in your head. And then there you go. That's great marketing, and great publicists, and good luck. And I'm going to go buy something. I don't know what you got there right now, but I'm going to support. Okay.
Well, there's new products loading every day. I really appreciate you guys.
All right. We appreciate you too. Stay strong, sister. All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, family. Tiffany Delaney from blackbyblack.com. Go ahead, Rob. Say it again, Big Rob.
Blackbyblack.com.
Brother, look at you. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you.
I am too. I am too, bro. I am too.
Going back to more music, Zapped in the Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com.